Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Ayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samech Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Matzor v'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shelema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So the topic of yesterday's daf was a brisa. The brisa discussed a case that you could see playing itself out, where somebody has a shtar, he lost the shtar, and he wants to replace it. The question is, can he get a replacement shtar, or can he not? And the Mishnah says that it depends on what kind of shtar this person lost. In the event that the shtar that he lost was a shtar halva, so then, ein kois v'lo yesa shtar. We don't give him a replacement. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe he really didn't lose his shtar. He wants to have two shtari halva. The reason is because he wants to collect from his loiva twice. That's obviously not okay. And because of that chashash, we are not going to issue him a replacement shtar. If, however, the shtar that this person claims he lost is a shtar mekachu memkar, meaning he purchased a property from somebody, he has it documented in a shtar, and he now lost that shtar, then the halach is different. It's a machloikis, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Chachamim, how it's going to play itself out. According to the Chachamim, we're willing to replace the shtar, however, chutz min achraya shavoy, meaning we'll give him another shtar, in this case, a deed, for him to have proof that he actually bought this piece of property from the moicher, but at the same time, he won't be able to use the shtar to go collect from the lekuchos, as the Gemara discussed in detail in yesterday's daf. Reb Shimon Gamliel was chaylik, he said that we will not issue the replacement shtar mekachu memkar at all, even chutz min achrayis, meaning according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't matter if the shtar that this person lost was a shtar halva, or the shtar that this person lost was a shtar mekach u'memkar, either way, ein koisvin, we're not going to give him a replacement. According to the Chachamim, no. Shtar halva, ein koisvin, shtar mekach u'memkar, koisvin, albeit with the huge caveat, and that is, it has to be chutz min achrayis. The question is, why, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, would we not issue this loikeach, a replacement deed? What's the big deal? What avla can come from him having two driver's licenses, from him having two pieces of paper that certified the fact that this piece of property belongs to him? Meaning, in the event that this piece of paper is something from which you could be toyer from lekuchos, okay, that's Rav Safra's din. That was the whole daf yesterday. Lefisha ein kois fin shtei shtarois al sada achas. But the Chachamim say there's an Eitzah to give this person the deed, chutz min achrayis. So why would that not work according to the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? So Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa somewhat ambiguously explained. The Braisa said, V'chein hoi Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer, ha'noise matan l'chaveroi, v'hech seloyes ashtar, chazra matnosoi, v'chachomim oimrim matnosoi kayemes. The reason Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that we can't give this person the replacement shtar mekachu memkar, it's because v'chein hoi Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer. It's because Reb Shimon Gamliel has a more global shita, and that is that if somebody gives a matana to his friend, and he documents it with the shtar, and then the Mekabel Matana takes the shtar and he returns it to the sender, not only is the shtar now going to be in the possession of the sender, but Chazra Matanasa, it's going to unwind the entire transaction. It's for that reason, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, we can't issue a replacement deed. What's Pashup Shat? So we explained it the way the Rashbam explained it, and that is, it's because Reb Shimon Gamliel has a chiddush. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that if somebody has a shtar that says that he owns a piece of property, and he takes that shtar and he hands it over to someone else, the person that he gives the shtar to is now going to be the owner of that piece of property. Why is this a chiddush? Because although we know property is niknas b'shtar, but the way that usually works is you need to write in the shtar that you're handing over this property to the person that you want should be koinit. To take a shtar that somebody gave you and simply hand it over without editing the language to somebody else, that's a chiddush nifla that should work. stating that, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita. He holds oisias niknas b'mesira. It's for that reason, says the Braisa, that Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we can't issue this person a replacement deed. You know why? Because we're concerned that maybe this person didn't lose the shtar, but maybe he took the shtar and he gave it back to the moicher. If he took the shtar and he gave it to the moicher, well, now the moicher is the one that owns it. So if we're going to give him a replacement deed, now all of a sudden he's going to have proof that he owns something that he doesn't really own. It's for that reason it's a problem. The Chachamim hold that Oisius are not Nignas B'Mesira. They hold that if somebody would give someone a gift documented with a shtar, and then the shtar would be returned matnasei kayemes. We would not say chazer matnasei. So there's no chashash that we need to take into account that maybe this person took his shtar, gave it back to the moicher, and now is going to have this fake idea where it seems to suggest that he owns this when in reality he really doesn't own it. What is the chashash? He might have lost it. Okay, so replace it. It can impact the lekuchos. Chutz min achraya shabai. Reb Shimon Gamliel l'shitasai, who holds oisius niknas b'mesir, it's for that reason he also is forced to hold that if somebody claims that he lost his shtar mekach u'menka, we're not going to replace it, even chutz min achraya shabai. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with this shitas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara is going to have a little bit of a discussion what Reb Shimon Gamliel's shita really is. Now, we know the end of the story, because the way we just explained it, the way the Rashbam explained it in yesterday's daf, is the maskana. So in real time, we'll have to make believe we don't know how the Gemara is going to come out. The Gemara is going to come out that Reb Shimon Gamliel means what we just said he means, and then the Gemara is going to shtel this Reb Shimon Gamliel to another Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is going to be malava us for a good chunk of today's daf. Either way, zok to Gemara, the two dots. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymer hanoyis matan al chaver vehechsel es hashtar chazur matnasi v'chachamim moimrim matnasi kayem. Says the Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon Gamliel. What's pshan Reb Shimon Gamliel? Meaning, we know pshan Reb Shimon Gamliel, but we're making believe we don't. Right? My time with Reb Shimon Gamliel, that if somebody gives somebody a gift, he documents it in a shtar, the mekabel matana returns the gift, aloch is chazur matnasi. Just because you gave back the shtar, somehow the gift is going to be returned as well. Rav Asi said, Pshad and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, Nasa ko'imaloi, we act as if the Noisei Matana told the Mekabel Matana, Soda zu nusuna lucha, I'm giving you this field as a gift, calls man shtar hashtar b'yotcha, as long as the shtar is in your possession. Meaning, we somehow imply a tenai in every Matana b'shtar. As if to say that when a person gives somebody a matana, and he gives it to him with a shtar, the tenai is that sodai zu nesun aloch, this field is going to be yours as a gift, but only kolz man shahashtar biyotcha. But to the extent that the shtar is not in your possession, you give it back to me, let's say, oh, at that point, it's not going to be yours anymore. Now, the Gemara is telling this. And if that's the case, oh, that's Pshan Reb Shimon Gamliel. So if you now, the Mekabel Matana, return the shtar back to the Noisein, so now the shtar is not in your Rishus anymore. If it's not in your Rishus, so now you just violated the Tanai. If you violated the Tanai, it's for that reason the Matana is not going to be kept. The Gemara says, Maskev lo rabba, rabba es lakasha ihochi ebazoi, niknav oy avanami. In the event that the shtar was stolen, or in the event that the shtar was lost, being that it's not in his rishus anymore, so you're not satisfying the tenai of kolzman shtar biyotcha, there too the halacha should be that the mekabel matana is no longer the owner of the field. Meaning, the minute he loses the shtar, or if the shtar was stolen, the halacha is going to be the same. Does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is that if he's hichsalay a sashtar, that's when this halacha gets triggered. But if it's predicated on a tenai, and the tenai is that you only own the gift called man shashtar b'yotcha, so even if you didn't return it, even if it was stolen or was lost, the halacha should be the same. Elo amar Rabba. So Rabba said, you want to know pshan Rav Shimon Gamliel? It's the way we explained it. But Oisius think this been mesir kam b'fulki the machloikis Rav Shimon Gamliel and the chachamim. And really, shita's Rav Shimon Gamliel is the sugya of Oisius think this been mesir. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Oisius think this been mesir. That oisiyos are niknas b'mesiros. So if somebody gives somebody a shtar that says that this field belongs to him, what does the shtar say? That, I don't know, someone gave it to him as a gift, or somebody sold it to him, and he now takes that shtar and gives it to somebody else. Right, get it clear. Reuven gives Shimon a shtar, I'm giving you my field. Shimon takes that star and he gives it to Levi. Levi all of a sudden becomes the owner of the field. Even though Levi's name is not mentioned anywhere in the star. That's Reb Shimon Gamliel's shita. He holds Oyseus Nikis B'Mesira. So if the Mekabel Matana returns the star to the Noisa Matana, who's now going to be the owner of the star? It's the Noisa Matana. Not just the owner of the star, the owner of the underlying gift. Rabbanon Sabri, the Rabbanon hold Ein Oyseus Nikis B'Mesira. The Rabbanon hold that Oyseus are not Nikis B'Mesira. So you want to return a gift, that's fine. You have to write up a new shtar or make a new type of kinyan. But simply returning the shtar in and of itself will not unwind the gift. And again, how does it play itself out to the brisa? So it's what we talked about in the introduction to the daf. So what are we coming out with now? Machloikis, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Rabbanon, Oisius Nictus ben Mesira, Ein Oisius Nictus ben Mesira. Who said this? It was Rabba. Because really, it's not clear that that's the Machlokes, Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon. In fact, Rav Asi had a different understanding of it. But Rabba's the one that said it. The names matter. That Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Oisius Nictus B'Mesira. The Rabbanon hold Ein Oisius Nictus B'Mesira. In our sugya, really, Behemshech to yesterday's daf, we're telling it to a person that loses a shtar, Mekach Memka, he wants a replacement shtar. But Kemuvin, this is something that has applications in general in the world of Kinyanim. The Gemara now is going to segue, as mentioned, bring another Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel and try to analyze it in light of the way Rabba just explained the aforementioned Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanon, a classic. Habo lidoin b'shtar u'bichazoka. Somebody goes over to somebody and he says, what are you doing in my field? Let's wind back the clock a few months. Let's go into the world of Cheskes Abatim. My boys Bahayara, right? Shalavoisahi. This is something that's been an heirloom in our family. We can trace it back to the times of Yeshua Ben Nun. What are you doing in my field? And the person responded, and he says, well, number one, I have a shtar that says that I bought it from you. And number two, to add insult to injury, I also have a chazaka. I have a Cheskes Gimel Shana. Says the Brei. So nidoin b'shtar divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the person that claims that he has a shtar and a chazaka is going to be nidoin b'shtar. He works with the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer b'chazaka. Reb Shimon Gamliel says not with the shtar, with the chazaka. Now, there's a lot of ambiguity just in the words of this braisa. And really, what the words of the braisa mean is going to play itself out in the sugya. And just to explain this and set this up a little bit, there are two things that are going to play themselves out very much in the sugya. Number one, what's the svaras hamachlokes? And the Gemara is going to go through a smorgasbord. This is around the world, literally in one amid, where we're going to touch on a lot of different sugyas, albeit super briefly, that we went through when we learned the three bavas. But also what's going to emerge is just pashup shat, the words of Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, when Rebbe says nidim b'shtar, does he mean only b'shtar? He means even b'shtar. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says b'chazaka, does he mean only chazaka, even chazaka? Either way, there's going to be several different understandings amongst Tam Leiron, pashup shat in this price. So the Gemara says, but Michael Miflagi, what is the machloikis? So kios, Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi, came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he says, I'm going to tell you the Messiah in Eretz Yisrael. But oisi ois niknis b'mesira k'miflagi. The machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is, but oisi ois niknis b'mesira. In other words, pause. Aikimta. Hacha b'mayaskin. And the case was, with this person that said, I have a shtar and cheskes gimel shanim to prove that this field belongs to me, the shtar that he had was not a traditional shtar. It was not your conventional shtar. But rather, it was a shtar that said that Reuven had given this field to Shimon. This person's name is Levi. But he's saying that I have the shtar in my rishus right now. So if the shtar is in my rishus, that means the field's in my rishus. But the shtar doesn't say that he owns it. The shtar says, Faker, Shimon owns it. He got it from Reuven. But the point is, it doesn't say that Levi himself has it. Okay, so what's the machlokes? Reb Shimon Gamliel saw, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, Enoisius Nictus B'Mesira. That a shtar like that is a worthless shtar. Levi having a shtar that says that Shimon owns this underlying piece of property doesn't get Levi very far. It's for that reason Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Habo lidim b'shtar b'chazaka, nidoim b'chazaka. Because he can't use the shtar. Because ain oisius niknis b'mesira. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, oisius niknis b'mesira. Rebbe holds that oisius are niknis b'mesira. And being that Rebbe holds that oisius are niknis b'mesira, so Rebbe holds you can use sai the shtar and sai the chazak. In other words, everyone holds you can use the chazak. You have a cheskes gimel shanim, why can't you use the cheskes gimel shanim? The question is, could you also use the shtar? According to Rebbe, you could use the shtar. I have a shtar. According to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you can't use the shtar. What's the svaras of machloikis? Rebbe holds oisis nichtas b'mesira. So even though the shtar is not made out to you, but at the end of the day, you can use the shtar. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ein oisis nichtas b'mesira. Therefore, you're not going to be able to use it. So who said this? Rav Dimi said this. Right? Sounds geschmack. This machloikis oisis nichtas b'mesira ein oisis nichtas b'mesira. Hopefully sounds familiar. It was the first 10 minutes of the daf, right? Says the Gemara. So Abaya heard what Rav Dimi said. And Amalei Abaya told Rav Dimi, Imklein, if this is the way you are explaining the Machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, Plukta l'damar, you're arguing with Mar. So who's Abaya's Mar? Rabba. You're arguing with Rabba. Because Rabba explained the other Machloikis. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim of Anoisim Matan al Chaver Hichsloyas Ashtar Chazim Matanosai or Matanosai Kayam is how whether Oisius on Nictus ben Mesira or whether Ein Oisius Nictus ben Mesira. And what came out was that Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one that holds Oisius Nictus ben Mesira and the Chachamim held Oisius on not Nictus ben Mesira. But the point is in that Machloikis, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Oisius Nictus ben Mesira. Over here, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Ein Oisius Nictus ben Mesira. So Abaye tells Reb Dimi the way you're explaining this, Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's Plukt Le Damar. You're obviously arguing with Rabba. Now, Reb Dimi didn't say a word about Rabba's Reb Shimon Gamliel. Yeah, but you're coming out that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds not like the way Rabba explained the under Reb Shimon Gamliel, which would create a steerous Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's a problem. Elamai, you must have a different understanding of the other Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is not like the Rebbe. It's not like Rabba. Amale, so he told him back, okay, Vitif like. Who said I can't argue with Rabba? Amalez, Abaye says, I'm not saying you don't have the credentials to argue with Rabba, but my point is, this is what I meant to say. The only way you could explain Yen Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Reb Shimon Gamliel of the beginning of the daf, Reb Shimon Gamliel of yesterday's daf, is if you say the Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Ois Nios are Niknois the Mesira. There is no other way to explain that Shitas Reb Shimon Gamliel. And if you're going to tell me now that in this Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Habal Lida in Beshtar Bechazak, it's talking about where the Shtar was an Oisius Niknois the Mesira, the Geshtar. And that's why Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Lida Bechazak because he holds an Oisius Niknois the Mesira. Then you're going to end up having a little bit of a problem. So, Enochinami, Abaye told Rav Dimi, I'm not saying you can't argue with Rabba. You could argue with Rabba all day. But at the same time, Rabba, I think, is the only Eitzah in that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And if that's the case, the way you're explaining this Reb Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't reconcile with the under Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Vim Kein Kasha the Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ad Reb Shimon Gamliel. Okay. Meaning, we have a little bit of a problem because how else are you going to give zechan etzah? Elam Rabbayos, Rabbayos says, "Hachab and Mayaskinon." You want to know what's going on in this Reb Shimon Gamliel? The machlokes is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. The case of Abal Lidoim Beshtar veChazaka. What's happening over here was he going Shenimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. The case was something else. The case was with a person that claimed he had a shtar, had a regular shtar, not a shtar that's made out to somebody else. Shtar is made out to his name. This is a regular Geheirig shtar. The shtar he has is a good shtar. There was a problem, however, because one of the Edom that signed on the shtar was a Korov apostle. And if that's the case, as much as he has a shtar, he has a apostle shtar. Okay, so what's the shaila if you can use the shtar or not use the shtar? The shtar is apostle. Ube plukta the Rebbe Meir for Rebbe Loza Kamiflagi. The machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel is the machloikis Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Savaloka Rebbe Loza. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Loza. The Amar who holds Ede Mesira Karti. For Reb Shimon Gamliel Savaloka Rebbe Meir. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like Rebbe Meir. The Amar who holds Ede Chasima Karti. So what's this machloikis Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Meir? This is the machloikis that underpins the entire Masechtas Gittin. Right? So, Gerushin has to happen in the presence of Edim, right? You need Edim in order to effectuate a Gerushin. Dover Dover mi mamoin, ein Dover sheba erva pachis mishnai. So that's pasha, you have to have two Edim. There was a major machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, which Edim actually are karsi? Which Edim make the Gerushin? Is it the Edim that are signed on the get, the Edei Chasima, they're the karsi? Or is it the Edim that witness the Nesina? Is it Ede Mesira Karti? So we're not going to go into the Machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Lazar and the Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand the Machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Lazar. That's Maseches Gittin 101. But we know there's a Machloikis, whether Ede Mesira Karti or Ede Chasima Karti. Are they the Ede Chasima that make it happen, or is it the Ede Mesira? One knetch that we do need for this staff is that this Machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Lazar is not exclusive to Maseches Gittin. It's really true for all shtaris. And every time there's a kinyan that's taking place b'shtar, Yesh Lodon. Is it the Edom on the Shtar that make the Kinyan happen? Or is it the Edom that witness the Mesiris Ashtar that make it happen? According to Rav Meir, it's always Edich Hasim McCarthy, by Gerishin and by Shar Shtaris, based on the Gemara and then the Masech Tzgitin. And according to Rav Elazar, it's always the Edom Mesira that Akarti. So Zok the Gemara, you want to know what this Shail over here is? Rebbe said, Abol Lidim Ashtar Bechazok and Edom Ashtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Bechazok. Hocha B'mayaskina, where there was a regular Shtar. Not an Oisius make this Mesira the Gishtar. But the Shtar had Edom Psulim, so it was apostle the star at the end of the day. Rebbe holds neither mishtar because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lazar, Edom Mesira Karti. So the fact that the star itself has apostle Edom is neither here nor there, because the Edom that make the Kenyan star work are the Edom Mesira. I, the Edom that are signed are false, I don't care. Edom Mesira Karti. That is Edom Mesira Karti. Where else? Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Nidim B'Chazaka, meaning you could only use Chazaka, you can use the Shtar, and the reason he also you can only use Chazaka and you can use the Shtar is because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Edom Chasima Karti, and as a result, the only option that you have is to use the Chazaka. So again, Rebbe holds Nidim B'Shtar, other Chazaka, other Shtar, the same way we explained Rebbe in Rav Dimi's understanding. You have either option. You want to bring your Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that's great. Bring the Edei Chazaka, do what you have to do, prove there was no Macha, etc., etc. You want to work with the Shtar, that's also fine. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can use the Shtar. Why can you use the Shtar? Because Nimtza Echa Meam Karev Basel and Edei Chasim Akarti, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says there's a problem. You know why? For Amar Rab Abba, Rab Abba said, Moidahai Rab Elazar, Bimizuyef Mitoichai Shahu Pasol. So where did Rab Abba say this? He said this in the throughout Masechtas Gittin. Rab Abba says that even though Rab Elazar holds Edei Mesira Karti, but at the same time, if you have a get that has a psul, there's a ziyuf in the get, it's because of a chash that you may rely on the Edom, but the bottom line is, so if you're going to tell me that hachav b'mayaskina with a shtar that has eight pasul, it's nimtza echam yam karv pasul, then the shtar wouldn't be good, even according to Rebbe, even if you want to say that Rebbe also ate the Mesira Karti, because once there's a karv pasul inside, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Allah amir Rabavina, so Rabavina went along the lines of Abaya, but he tweaked it a little bit. He said as follows: Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Shem Kosev Boy. If it would say in the document, Huskakne Leidusan Shel Edim, Bezdin writes that we investigated the Edim that are signed. V'nimtzas Eidusan Mizayefes, and we found out that there's a problem over here. One of them is a car of a puzzle. One of them is not telling the truth. Shem Puzzle. Everybody agrees it's puzzle. This is just a very fancy way of saying that Enochinami, in the event that it was a nimtza echad meam karev apostle, everybody would agree that you wouldn't be able to use the shtar. Because even if you hold Edom Mesira Karti like Rabbi Lazar, but at the same time, Moide Rabbi Lazar, b'mezuyef mitoich eshu pasal. So if there's any language in the shtar, or even if there's no language in the shtar, but we know from looking at the shtar that there's some ziyuf over here, that there's an issue with the Edos, everybody would agree it's possible. Kid Rabbi Abba, like Rabbi Abba said, what is the machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? It's again the machloikis Rameh and Rabbi Lazar, where the Edom Chasim Akarti, Edom Mesira Akarti. But the case is not where it was Nimtza Echa Meam Karev Apostle. Elav Shtar She'en Olav Edom Klal. It's talking about where there were no Edom at all. Oh, that's perfect. The Rebbe saw like Rabbi Lazar. Rebbe yells like Rabbi Lazar, Dama Edom Mesira Akarti. So therefore you can use the Shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw like Rameh, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rameh, Dama Edom Chasim Akarti. And it's for that reason, Shtar without Edom, if you hold Edom Chasim Akarti, doesn't get you very far, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So really, the third pshat in the machleik is Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the second pshat of the machleik is Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, are the same exact pshat. They're arguing in the machleik is Rameh and Rebbe Lazar, whether Edom Chasim Akarti or whether Edom Mesira Akarti. What's the nuance? The nuance is just the akimta. Is the akimta where it was Nimtza Echa Meam Karev Apostle, or is the akimta there were no Edom at all? First, the Gemara assumed the akimta was it was Nimtza Echa Meam Karev Apostle. Oh, if you hold Edom Chasim Akarti, it's a problem. If you hold Edom Mesira Akarti, it's not a problem. Then the Gemara said, no, that can't be the case, because if it's Nimtza Echa Meam Karev Apostle, even if you hold Edom Mesira Karti, you have Rabbi Abba's din. Moidahai Rabbi Lazar, b'mezuyef mitoicha eshu pasal. Oh, the case is there were no Edom at all. No Edom at all. So there's no mezuyef mitoicha, there's just no Edom. If you hold Edom Mesira Karti, it's a problem. If you hold Edom Mesira Karti, then it's not going to be a problem. So let's just take inventory for 1 second. So again, habal lidoim b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Nidoim b'shtar divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer Bechazaka. We had 3 attempts so far. It's really 3 that are 2 to explain the machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. In all 3 attempts, Rebbe holds you can use either the shtar or the chazaka. That's what it means. Neither the shtar, even the shtar. other the shtar, other the chazaka. Whereas according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, what it means is dafke the chazaka. In other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying you can't use the shtar. Rebbe is saying you could use the shtar. That's the machloekis that's going on over. The question is, what's this questionable shtar that we're arguing about? Whether you can use or you can't use. You could always use the shtar. What would be the shaila? First, the Gemara thought maybe the shtar is made out to somebody else, and the machloekis is oisis niktis b'mesira, ein oisis niktis b'mesira. That's what Reb Dimi said. Why was that an issue? Because then the two Reb Shimon Gamliel from the beginning of the daf and this Reb Shimon Gamliel wouldn't stand. The second two Mahalchim say that it's talking about where either there is a psul with the Edom and the Shtar, or there are no Edom at all. And the Machlekes, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether he can use such a Shtar, is the Machlekes from Meir Reb Elazar, where the Edom Chasim Akarti, or where the Edom Mesir Akarti. The Ibai Yisrael, the Gemara says, a fourth attempt. In terms of how you can explain this machloikis, the machloikis is where someone was moid b'shtar shekosvu. Do you have to be mekayim or do you not have to be mekayim? So what's this machloikis? We've had it already so many times. In order for someone to be able to have any rights per a shtar that he's holding, he would have to be mekayim the chavsamis. He would have to verify that the signatures are legitimate signatures. The question always is, what would be if the other party is moida that the shtar is a legitimate shtar? But he says that agam the shtar is a legitimate shtar, but I don't owe you anything. So for example, the loiv is moida to the malva that the shtar that the malva has is a legitimate shtar. But he says, I already paid you. Or a moicher is moida to the lekeach that the shtar that the Lekeach has, that suggests that he bought his field, is a legitimate shtar. But he says, I never sold it to you. It's a legitimate shtar. Yeah, the signatures are legitimate signatures. But I never sold it to you. So why do I have it? I don't know, because we were sitting at a closing table at the last minute. The deal fell through and the transaction never followed through. But the point is that in the event that the person that stands to lose as a result of the shtar is moided that the shtar is legit, he's just saying that for whatever reason, I don't know you, the sale never went through, etc., etc. Does the person holding the shtar have to be mekayim the shtar now, or does he not have to be mekayim the shtar? You can make the argument that once this person admit that the shtar is legit, so I don't have to be mekayim the shtar anymore. And at the end of the day, I'm holding the shtar, not you. So in court, I'm going to win. You're not going to win. So I'm good to go. Wow, you just did me the biggest favor in the world. I don't even have to do kiyum shtaris anymore. Or maybe no. What's the sad no? Because to the extent that your whole kiyum shtaris is based on what I told you, so I have a pesha asa pesha iter to be neman and to say that I never really sold it to you, or that you never paid me back, or that I paid you back, etc., etc. This is the greatest machloikis where the moed b'shtar shekosvu tzarech l'kami ein tzarech l'kami. So the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, maybe the machloikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in our b'raisa is this very question. Moed b'shtar shekosvu tzarech l'kami ein tzarech l'kami. So the Rebbe, Sava Rebbe holds, moed b'shtar shekosvu ein tzarech l'kami. That if someone's moed b'shtar, you don't have to be mekayim the shtar. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Sava, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds, tzarech l'kami, you do have to be mekayim the shtar. And the case over here is when the person was moed that the shtar was a good shtar, but he said that the sale never went through. Rebbe holds, oh, a shtar like that ain't tzarech l'kaimai. And that's what Rebbe means when he says, need a mishtar. If I want to use the shtar, I can use the shtar. What's the chiddush? Even without kiyum shtaris. Ordinarily, you need kiyum shtaris. But I can use the shtar on kiyum shtaris because the moich is moida that the shtar was a good shtar. Now, if the moich is moida, the shtar is a good shtar, so what are we fighting about? No, because he claims he never sold it. He claims the deal fell through at the last second. Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, he's moida that the shtar was a good shtar, and it's for that reason, ain't tzarech l'kaimai. Shimon Gamliel says, need a mechazaka. You can't use the shtar. What does it mean you can't use the shtar? Now, the shtar is a fine shtar. There's no Edom psulim. There's Edom signed on it. This is not Oisis Nexus Mimisira. It means you want to use it to Kiyum Shtaris. But on Kiyum Shtaris, the only thing you'll be able to use is the Chazaka. So what is the Machlokes? Moed b'shtar shekosvu tzarech l'kami, ein tzarech l'kami. Who holds what? Rebbe holds Moed b'shtar shekosvu, ein tzarech l'kami. Rashbag holds Moed b'shtar shekosvu, tzarech l'kami. Freak the Gemara, I have a problem with this. You know why? Because both Ibcha Shamin Aluhu, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel already argued this machloikis mamish, where the Moed b'shtar shekosvu, tzarech l'kami, ein tzarech l'kami. And over there, the opinions are in the reverse. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, and this brings us back to the beginning of Shnai Moichsam, Shnai Madukim Vishtar. Two people walk into Bezdin holding on to a shtar. Malva Oimer Shalihu V'nafal Mimeni Umatzasi. So there are two people holding on to a shtar. This shtar is a shtar halva. The Malva is holding on to it and the Loiva is holding on to it. Right? So it's not just two people holding on to a random shtar. There's a Malva and a Loiva and they're holding on to a shtar that says that one of them loaned money to the other one. Now, there's a big nafkamina who is actually the muchzik and the holder of the shtar. If the malva has the shtar in his pocket, the loiva is going to owe him every nickel that it says in the shtar. If the loiva has it in his pocket, that's a raya gedoyla that the shtar must have been paid up, and as well doesn't owe him anything. What happened? This is your classic shnayim b'chsam betalas. You have two people that are holding on to the shtar. So shnayim adukim b'shtar. Malva imeshalihu v'nafal mimeni umetzase. Fell out of my pocket. This guy found it. V'loiva amar. He says no. Shel chohu, meaning I know this was a legitimate shtar, but you gave it to me, uparait devloch, and it fell from me. So what's the halacha? Yiskay mashtar b'chaysom of divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, do kiyim shtaris. Let's just take Rebbe now at face value, and it sounds like as long as Malva does kiyim shtaris, he can be toveir from the loiva every dollar in the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, yachloiku. No, that's not the way this works. The halacha is going to be yachloiku. So the Gemara says, Vavina, but when we learn shnai moich, since the bnei yeshiva, they handled the shayla. And they said, Valesli, the Rebbe hod it tanan. What? Rebbe says, Yiskay mashtar b'chaysomav, and the Malva is going to be able to collect everything. Does Rebbe not hold of the following Mishnah? Which Mishnah? The first Mishnah above the Metziah. Shnai meichsam etalve. Zoy me'ani mitzosiyah, v'zoy me'ani mitzosiyah. Zey yishavash enu b'pachas mechetzev, zey yishavash enu b'pachas mechetzev, yachloiku. What's the halach of shnai meichsam etalve? Everybody knows, yachloiku b'shvua. But the halach is yachloiku. So how could Rebbe say, if the Malva and the Loiva are both holding on to the shtar, the Malva is the winner? Right? Yiskay mashtar b'chaysomav means the Malva is the winner. How could the Malva be the winner? What happened to it in yachloiku? V'amar Rav, Rav Nachman. Rav said over the name of Rav Nachman. Let me tell you pshat in that machlok. It's been mekuyim. In the event that the shtar was mekuyim, there was already kiyim chaysom. It's kuli amalup ligi yachloiku. There would have been no machlokes. And of course, Sai Rebbe, Sai Rav Shimon Gamliel would have held yachloiku because this is your classic shnai meichsam betalis. It's not shnai meichsam betalis. It's shnai madukim b'shtar, but it's the same difference. Ki pligi. What's the machlokes? B'she'ena mekuyim. Machlokes over there was where the shtar was not mekuyim. It's clear the shtar was not mekuyim, right? Because what Rebbe say, yiskay nashtar b'chaysama. So obviously the shtar was not mekuyim. Rebbe sava, Rebbe holds, moid b'shtar shakosfu tzorech l'kaymoy. Rebbe holds, moid b'shtar shakosfu tzorech l'kaymoy. That even when the loiva is moid to the malva, that the shtar is a legitimate shtar, that does not mean that the malva doesn't have to do kiyim shtaris. So although here the loiva is telling the malva, I know it's a legitimate shtar, right? What did he say? The shtar is legit, it just fell from me. But in him saying those words, he's a moed of a shtar shakosu. Still tzorech l'kayimoy, and it's for that reason, v'i mekayim le. In the event that the malva is going to be mekayim, gavi palka, he'll be able to get his half. V'i loy, and if not, chas b'balmo, he's going to end up getting nothing. In other words, Rav Nachman said that when Rebbe said Yiskay Mashtar B'Chaysomav, he didn't mean Yiskay Mashtar B'Chaysomav and get everything. He meant Yiskay Mashtar B'Chaysomav, and you'll be able to get your half. But the Chiddush of Rebbe is that he has to be Mekayim Deshtar in order to get half. Why would you think he doesn't have to be Mekayim Deshtar to get half? Because the loiva was a Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu. And Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu maybe ain't Tzarech L'Kayim. Oh, that's what Rebbe's trying to say. Tzarech L'Kayim. Reb Shem Gamliel, Sav Shem Gamliel holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu ain't Tzarech L'Kayim. And it's that. It's therefore v'yachloiku, even without Kim starts. In other words, the Gemara initially thought the machloik is Rebbe Shem Gamliel over there is whether the malva gets everything, or whether it's yachloiku. Rebbe says the malva gets everything. Do kiyim shtaris, you can collect the whole shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds yachloiku. But the Gemara says it can't be, because then Rebbe doesn't hold of the first mishnah above him. It doesn't hold of the din. Shnai meichsam betalas yachloiku. Elamai, no. There's no shayla. No one's getting everything. The most you can get is half. Okay, so then what's the machloiku? Is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel? If Rebbe holds, you're going to get half, and Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, you're going to get half. So everybody holds, you're going to get half. No. The chilek is Rebbe's words. Yiskay mashtar b'chaysamav. Rebbe holds yiskay mashtar b'chaysamav. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds you don't have to be yiskay mashtar b'chaysamav. What do you mean? I thought you always have to do kiyim shtaris. This is different. Why is this different? Because the loiva is moida. Oh, geshmak. Where was the loiva moida? He says, yeah, I know this was legit, but I paid it and it fell out of my pocket. Oh, but you were moida was a real shtar. Gevaldik. Rebbe holds afal pikin yiskay mashtar b'chaysamav because moida b'shnar shakos v'tzarech l'kaymoy. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that you don't have to. Why? Because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that moida b'shnar shakosfu ain't tzarech l'kaymoy. So again, this was a long-winded question. What's the question? The iba yisema, the fourth pshat that the Gemara brought in the Machlokes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel was, they're arguing whether Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzarech L'Kaymoy ain't Tzarech L'Kaymoy. Meaning, this person was Baal Lidoin B'Shtar V'Chazaka. He had no Kiyim Shtaris on the Shtar. But the Moichel was Moeda that it was a legitimate Shtar. He's not denying that the Shtar was legit. He just says that the deal fell through. Rebbe holds, use the shtar, because once he's a moed the shtar shekasvu, ain't tzarech l'kaimai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, without kim shtaris, all you have is nidaim b'chazaka, because moed the shtar shekasvu, tzarech l'kaimai. So Rebbe holds moed the shtar shekasvu, ain't tzarech l'kaimai. Rashbag holds tzarech l'kaimai, which is the exact opposite of the machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way Rav, in the name of Rav Nachman, explained it in Bava Metzia. Nav Zayin Amad Aleph. So Frank Digamar, how could you tell me the machloikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is? Moed the shtar shekasvu, tzarech l'kaimai, ain't tzarech l'kaimai. It's a very nice hesber, but it doesn't add up. The shittas are going to flag, because at the end of the day, Rebbe is going to be fakir from Rebbe, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to be fakir from Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara gives a perfect one-word answer, or it says, epoch, just do a little bit of a flip the names, and if you're going to flip the names, then already you're going to be able to make it work. So which one are we being epoch? So the Rishonim say we're being mapach the second machloikis. The machloikis in Bava Metzia, you switch around the names, you make it shtim in our the Gemara says, or if you want la'olam loytepoch, now you don't have to start making epochs. And really, the machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, amoyd b'shach shakos tzarch l'kami ain't tzarch l'kaimoy, is the way it presents itself in Bava Metzia Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Rebbe holds tzarch l'kaimoy, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ain't tzarch l'kaimoy. What's the machloikis here in our sugya? We already had a few attempts. But the Gemara says, if you're not even satisfied with what we said, I'll give you another etzah. Hacha bilavar komifliki. The machlokes over here is bilavar. So what does that mean, bilavar? This is a very interesting idea. Let's see the words of the Rashbam. It's on the left column, right? This Amid, even though it's a very lamdasha Amid, there's no taisvah sin on this Amid, but there's two columns of Rashbam. So if you look on the left side, Dibra Maskel Ella Hacha Bilavar Komifligi. So the Rashbam says like this: Adam Shatoyin Lamarish Tein Mini Chazakis Yeshli. If a person comes to Bez and he says, Achab Tzvei Taimis, Achash Yechbiyadi Adain Shtan Mechirosh Osisli Aseh Hasad. Right in our case, the fighting over a piece of property. He says, I have two rayas that it's mine. Number one, I have a Shnar. Void Sheyeshli Eide Cheskas Gimel Shanim. I also have a Cheskas Kimoshanim. Come, my Rebbe. Rebbe says, Nidim Bishtar. What does that mean? Shet Sarech Levarer Ula Ames Es Dvarov Ula Havi Es Ashtar Kemoshe Tan Ve Ede Chazok Beloi Shtar Lo Yoyo Loi Kan Me Achash Es Ha'oimin Ma'ar Loi Masarti Lecha Shtar Me Yoyo Loi Mecharti Lecha Shloi Kedin Echzakta Ve Alo Toyin Shtar Yesh Adayim Biyodi. You have an obligation now to go and bring the Shtar. Meaning, a person doesn't need a Shtar in a Chazokah. Why do you need both for? Shtar works, chazaka works. But this person put his foot in his mouth. He said a chabah shtar, and he said a chabah chazaka. The minute he said that I have both, now already you have no choice, but you better bring the shtar. And it's for that reason Rebbe says, nidim b'shtar. So Rebbe's nidim b'shtar is that it's not enough that you have a chazaka. You would also have to bring the shtar. Nidim b'shtar, you need to deliver the shtar. Without delivering the shtar, you're going to have nothing. Reb Shimon Gamliel's chaylik. What does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold? He holds that just because you said that you have a shtar, that's fine. That's just because you were adding a little extra something. But if you can't deliver the shtar, that's fine. You'll be able to use the chazaka as well. In other words, the machloik is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel is, if somebody adds on an extra taina, does he have to be mevarer that extra taina? He put his foot in his mouth. It is what it is. Or no, I didn't have to say it. So if I didn't have to say it, now that I said it, it's going to somehow make it worse. Rebbe holds that once you say you have a shtar, you have to be mevarer the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds not. And if that's the case, the machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel is a different machloikis, but also just the taich of the words is different. Because what emerges is that abal lidim b'shtar v'chazok and lidim b'shtar divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds the chazok is not enough. You also have to have a shtar. Until now, what in lidim b'shtar mean? Oy shtar, oy chazok, or the other. Now what we're saying is that no, you need to deliver the shtar. Once you say you have a shtar, you have no choice. You have to deliver the shtar. And it's not oy chazaka oy shtar. It's shtar v'chazaka. You have to back up your tainus. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to bring the shtar. If you have edei chazaka, chazaka itself is going. Would the shtar work? Of course the shtar would work. So till now, in all four initial hesberim in the machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, when Rebbe said did the mishtar, it meant oy chazaka oy shtar. When Reb Shimon Gamliel said chazaka, it meant nor chazaka. Now, when Rebbe says nidim mishtar, it means chazaka vishtar. And when Reb Shimon Gamliel says chazaka, it means chazaka alone is enough. What about shtar? Yeah, shtar for sure alone is enough. And fakir, it means what it meant according to Rebbe in the first four pshatim, it means oy chazaka, oy shnar. Either way, this whole idea of the levarer is an interesting idea, and the Gemara brings a ma'isa shoya kachoya with the Amoraim where it played itself out. God, Rebbe Yitzchok bar Yosef, have a masik beizuzi bar Abba. Yitzchok bar Yosef was trying to collect money from Rav Abba. So Rav Abba owed Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef money. Also, the Kamei Rav Yitzchok Nafka, and there was a little bit of a din Torah, and the din Torah landed in the court of Rav Yitzchok Nafka. Amar. So when the case came to Rav Yitzchok Nafka, Rav Yitzchok Nafka turns to Rav Abba and says, Rav Abba, tell me, is it true you owe money to Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef? Right? What's going on over here? So he told him, Peraticha, Bifnei, Ployni, Uployni. What do you mean? I paid him in front of these Edom. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, since Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the judge, said, Ya vayu pleini upleini v'yoidu. Okay, you're saying you paid in front of Edom? Could you bring the Edom? Amalei, Rabbi Abba was a big London, right? So he said, Eloi asu loy mehemni. No, what, I have to bring the Edom? What, I have to bring the Edom? For Kaimelon, we hold, Hamalvis chaver be'edom, enoi tzarech lupari be'edom. I'm allowed to say paraiti without delivering Edom. So why you tell me I have to bring the Edom? Oh, because I said I have Edom. But because I said I have Edom, all of a sudden that's worse. Amalei told him, Ahi ano be'ahi kishmaita demar sfirali. No, because I hold like the shmaita of Mar. The Omer Rab Abba himself, Omer Rab Abba Barahava, Omer Rab, Omer Lechaver Piraticha b'fnei ployni uployni. If somebody says, I paid you in front of Edom, tzoruch shiavoinu ployni uployni v'yoidu. Ployni uployni would have to come. So Rab Abba, ironically, was the one who said in the name of Rab Abba Barahava, who said it in the name of Rab, that once you say that you have Edom, now all of a sudden the Edom have to come. What's the pshat in this halacha? The Levarer, it's Mamish Rebbe's halacha according to the fifth understanding of the Gemara in exactly what Rabbi said. Says the Gemara that Rab Abbas responded and he said, Om Malev, Om Rav Gidol, Om Rav. But Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, halacha ki Rab Divrei Rabin Shimon Gamliel. Says, I hear what you're telling me. That Om Lechaveh Praticha Bifnei Ployni Uployni Tzarech Shiavoy Uployni Ployni V'yoidu. But didn't Rav Gidol say in the name of Rav, this is also Rav, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? What does that mean? Are Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that Abol Lidim Mishtar v'chazaka nidayim b'chazaka, and based on the last understanding, that even though the person said he has a shtar, he doesn't have to bring the shtar, he can use the chazaka. And then he added, v'af Rebbe loy omar elo levara. And even Rebbe, when he said his halacha, he only said levara. So, what do you mean? He only said Levar. Okay, he said Levar. What's that other taina mean? You're telling me that Allah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, I hear. But for Af Rebbe says you do have to be Mevar. So, this is a Koloima Rashbam. But the way the Rashbam explains it, that even Rebbe's taina was a little bit of a Shvacha taina. Because, let's be honest, why should I have to be Mevar? At the end of the day, I don't hear it so much. Either way, so the Gemara says, Amalei, he told him back, Rabbi Yitzchak did, Anon Nami Levar Kamina. Listen, I don't know what you're telling me, that Af Rebbe Loy Omar Ella Milavarer. At the end of the day, Lavarer is a little bit of a taina, and I hold that the halacha is like Rebbe, and you're in my court right now. And being that you're in my court right now, once you said that you paid in front of Edom, you have no choice but to deliver those Edom, and it's for that reason we hold like Rebbe, the Lavarer, and this is something that you are going to have no choice but to do without delivering. Meaning, you didn't have to have Edom, but once you said that you paid with Edom, at that point now you have an obligation to be Mevarer, and if you can't be Mevarer, then already it's not going to be okay. Now, this whole idea of Levarer is a little bit of a chiddush, right? The way the Rashbam explains it is that ordinarily you don't have to be Mevarer all your tainas, but if somebody is arguing with you and he's saying that you're lying, and you make a taina, and you can't be mevara the taina, now already it looks a little bit suspicious, right? Just the basic understanding and the basic kavana of the levar. A person doesn't have to be mevara everything he says. But if there's a taina kenegdai, that's a very, very strong taina, in that instance you would have to. Either way, so what's the hezber in this braisa? Habal lidem b'shtar v'chazaka, nidem b'shtar d'vei Rebbe, Reb Shimon li'alayme b'chazaka. What emerged is five possibilities that are really four. What the machloikis is. Either they're arguing oisius, niknes, b'mesira. They're arguing eide mesira karati, eide chasima karati, with Rab Abba, the moida hoi Rab Laz b'mezuyif mitoichai, or without Rab Abba, moida hoi Rab Abba b'mezuyif, moida hoi Rab Laz b'mezuyif mitoichai. They're arguing moida b'shtar shakas v'tzarech l'kaimi, ain't tzarech l'kaimi. They're arguing if someone throws in an extra taina, does he have to be mevar that extra taina or not? Regardless, this is dvarim ha'omdim berumah shaloyla, major sugyas flying, like we said, ironically, no toisvesen, I'm a biz, there's some toisvesen, but not an aleph. We are going to go weiter, we're going to make a haschola on the next sugya, which Be'ezer Hashem is going to segue into tomorrow's daf. If somebody borrowed money from somebody and then he paid back some of the loan, so somebody borrowed $1,000 from somebody and he paid back $500. So the Malva has a shtar that says that he loaned $1,000 to somebody. The Loiva now pays back $500. So the question is, what do we do with the shtar? We know what the halach is, he owes him $500. But the question is, what do we do with the shtar? How do we treat the shtar? Do we let the malva hold on to the shtar? Shtar says that this guy owes him $1,000 when he really only owes him $500. Give the shtar to the loiva, then the malva's not going to have a shtar that says he even owes him $500, right? So it's a little bit tricky. What do we do with the shtar? So Misha Parim Mixas Choyvay, Rabbi Yudah says Yachlef. What we do is we swap out the shtar. So we take the shtar, we tear it up, we write a new shtar, with a new dollar amount, and by the way, Rashbam says we date it going back to the original date. So we basically go and we edit that original shtar. Rabbi Yossi says, Yichtov Shofer. No, we don't do that. The Malva is going to continue to have the shtar that says that the Loiva owes him $1,000. He can now take money from him unlawfully. No, we're going to give the Loiva a Shofer. So the Loiva is going to have a Shofer, a receipt that says he already paid $5. Rabbi Yehuda said that that's not fair. You're going to force the Levit to hold on to a Shaver. Nimtzes et sarach liyot Shaver, Shaver menachborim. Right? This is old school. You're going to have to watch your Shaver from the mice. But how do you know that one of the Nechashim or Akrabim are not going to come walk off with your Shaver? And it's for there. It's not fair. Why should he have to? Amalei, Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree. Kach yofaloi. Meaning, Eved Loiva Lish Malva, says the Rashbam. And it makes sense that the Loiva should be the one that has the lesser position over here. Right? Kach Yofa Loi for the Loiva, for the Yera Koichai Shalzeh of the Malva. So, Fakert, the more appropriate way to do it would be for the Loiva to hold on to the Shaver. He has to watch it from the Achbarim. It's true he has to watch it from the Achbarim, but Eved Loiva Lish Malva, V'Liyera Koichei Shalzeh, as opposed to hurting the Malva by, it's even hard to say the words, by giving him a new shtar, right? What's Pashup Shat? Rabbi Yossi says, why should we hurt the, how are you hurting the Malva? The Erlicha thing to do is rip up the old shtar and give him a new shtar. What's the V'Liyera Koichei Shalzeh? So from the Rashbam, it's mashman that the word's like this. The word is that if the Loiva knows that the Malva has a shtar that says that he, the Loiva, owes the Malva $1,000, but really only he owes him $500. His only recourse is the fact that he has a Shaver, but he has to watch the Shaver from the Achbarim. What's that going to do? It's going to give him an impetus to want to pay down this loan. So by telling the Malva, rip up the Shtar and take a new Shtar, you're actually hurting him a little bit. It's not like he's going back to break even. You're hurting him a little bit. Because there's a mile for him to have this shtar where the loiva is in a position where he has to watch it minach barim, because it gives the loiva an added incentive to want to pay the loan. Because if he ever loses the shiver, he may end up owing him $1,000, even though he already paid him $500. So there's an element of v'loyera koichai shalzeh, but the bottom line is, two shitas in the Mishnah, how you treat a Misha para mixas chayfei. Rabbi Yehuda says Yachlif, Rabbi Yosni says Yichtev Shoiver. This, of course, is the Makar to the grace of Machloikis and Chas. Kais fin Shoiver, ein Kais fin Shoiver, says the Gemara. Amar Rafuna Marav, Rafuna said in the name of Rav, ein halacha loike Rabbi Yehuda v'loike Rabbi Yosni. So Rav heard this Machloikis Tanon, and Rav said, you want to know my opinion? I hold halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so what is it? Bezdim mekaren ashtar, v'kois lo ashtar achim is man rishon. What we do is we tear up the shtar, we write a new shtar. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. No, but it's Bezdin that does it. So the punchline is Bezdin. Meaning, in the Mishnah, what were the two shittas? Rabbi Yehuda says Yachlif, the Edom themselves could do it. The parties can do it on their own. Rabbi Yosi says, Shoifer. Kumtz again, Rav. And Rav says, no, ein kais fin Shoifer. What we're going to do is, we're going to swap out the shtar, but the Edom themselves don't have the authority to do it. It's Bezdin that's going to do it. Bezdin mekaren ashtar, v'kais fin loy shtar achar mizmar mishin. Omali, Rav Nachman, Rafunas. Rav Nachman told Rafunas, v'ami lo Rav Yirmiyo bar Abba, the Rafunas. And some say it was Rav Yirmiyo bar Abba that told Rafunas, ish miyalei le Rav. Habraisa. Had Rav known the following braisa, the Tanya, which braisa, Edom Makaranes Ashtar, Because when we start rachem is man rishon that mishnah parah mikzas choyfei our mishnah aidim rip up the stand right a new star have a hadar be. So again, Rav said ayol dalach is not like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yosi. So Rav Nachman and some say it was Rav Yehuda Abba came to Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, and they told Rav Huna, you should know, I believe that had the Rebbe Rav, right, these are all Talmidei Rav, had the Rebbe Rav known this Braisa, a mefurish a Braisa, Bokzein, Eidim Mekaren Es Hashtar, Eidim, not Bezden, have a Hadar Bey, he would have been Chayzer. Amaleis Rav Huna turned to Rav Nachman or Rav Yirmiyah Baraba and he said, Shmile, not true what you're saying, fake news, he would not have been Chayzer, because I know for a fact, Shmile, he heard it, V'loi Hadar Bey, and he was not Chayzer, and he says, he explained himself, Rav even explained it, Rav was not a man of many words, but he explained himself. He said, "Bishleim beidina, bishleim bezden alim lafkuy emamoyna." Bezden has the authority to start ripping up shtaris all over the place, right? Hefke bezden hefke, they can move money in ways that people can't. Ela edim shaasu shlichusan chizrin va'isin shlichusan. But edim that did their shlich, what gives the edim the authority to do this again? They were authorized the first time to go ahead and do this, but for them to go now and do it again, and it's for that reason Rav had a svara, he had a taina, and because of his svara and his taina, he said what he said, and it's for that reason I'm pretty confident that even had he known this braisa, he would have not been chayzer. Now, there's an obvious problem over here. Rav is, right, one of the great, if not the greatest Amora of all time. But how's Rav mentioning Zechariah here in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and he's going connected Stam Bright? Sounds like no Tana saw the world the way Rav saw it. And if that's the case, how does Rav have the places to do what he's doing? The Rashbam asks the Kasha, and the Rashbam says you have to say Rav Tanu Polig and Be'ezer Hashem in tomorrow's daf. From 7.5 years ago, we have a very, very long great bite. It's a classic Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim right here on this Gemara. It's from the Yesoidus as it relates to Kloli Ashas, tucked away, but it's all in tomorrow's daf. Regardless, we're going to stop here almost mid-sentence because Daf Kufay and Aleph from yesteryear picks up mid-sentence. So just to keep things neat, we're going to stop here as well. Either way, just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, and that is, so high level, I mean like 20,000 feet. Today's daf discussed what? A machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, that's not 100% accurate because it began with a machlokes Rebbe Gamliel and the Chachamim as it relates to someone that lost the shtar, and it ended with Misha Para Miksas Chayvai, Rav Tanu Upolik. But the majority of the daf dealt with a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Habol Lidoim Bishtaru Bechazoka Nidim Bishtar Divrei Rebbe, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Oimer Bechazoka. The Rashbam, at the very, very end of the sugya, it's the fourth line on the top of Daf Kuf Ayin Amid Beis says, "Va'afal pi shehalacha kerebi mechaveroi." Even though we know the rule is that whenever Rebbe argues with one of his chaverim, the halacha is like Rebbe, baha, as it relates to this machloikis, hilchas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, she'ain tzarech levar, that you don't have to be mevar, meaning the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and based on the Gemara's fifth version of what the machloik is Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel is, k'dam Rav Gidol Amarav, like Rav Gidol Amarav said. But the point is that the Rashbam says that you want to know who we paskin like in this sugya, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And he says it's a little bit of a chiddush what I'm saying, because we know the rule is halacha k'rebi mechaveroi. Aba hagam da halacha is like Rebbe mechaveroi, aba beha hilchas k'Rav Shimon she'ein tzarech levarer k'da amar Rav Gidol Amarav. The truth is, this line in Rashbam is a little bit of a pella. And the reason is because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel wasn't Rebbe's friend. Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's Rebbe. Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveroi. But does that necessarily mean that halacha k'Rebbe me rabbi? Or halacha k'Rebbe me aviv? Maybe if he's arguing with a Frida Gedar, maybe then already it's going to be different. Now, the truth is, this is something we've spoken a lot about in the past. What about halacha k'rebi mechavei rav? Where Rebbe is not arguing just with a chaver in the singular, but is arguing with the chevra. He's arguing with his chaverim. So that's k'madam afurish gemara mesachtes erev and daf mem vav amid beis, where it's very, very mashma, that halacha k'rebi mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rav. Same is true with regards to Rabbi Akiva. We have the same rule. Halacha k'rebi Rabbi Akiva mechaveirav. What about chaveirav? There's a taz in a few places that says Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveirav ve'afilu mechaveirav. The Ad Malachi says shorolei mori la'taz. He forgot enough in the Gemara. Dvarim atikin. But the pashtness is halacha k'rebi mechaveirav ve'loi mechaveirav. Okay, fine. But what about his Rebbe? What about his father? So when I learned this Rashbam, to me this was a little bit of a chiddush. Va'afal picha locha kirebi mechaveroi, chaveroi. That's a chaver. Who said it's true for his rebbe? Who said it's true for his father? The truth is, the Yad Malachi in his Klolia Talmud, and this is in Klal Reish Lamed Ches. He has an arichos. This is where he starts. Halocha kirebi mechaveroi, v'loi mechaverov. Ubemakim aviv. In halacha k'moisa, and if Rebbe argues with his father, in halacha k'moisa, came kosev akrisos, as I state in sefer akrisos, he was one of the rishonim, one of the bali toisves, be mois oylam, the acher of nimshach harav aliches oylam. Right, these are the classic klolia shas, klolia psak svarim. They all said that halacha is like Rebbe mechaveroi. And he brings a whole reshima of rishonim that are mashba that way. That even though halacha k'rebi mechaveroi, but not when he argues with his father. Either way, he has a very, very long arichos, and his arichos is a bunch of marim mekoymes. And what are the marim mekoymes that he brings where it's mevur that this klal of halacha k'rebi mechaveroi is true? Even me'aviv is this Rashbam right here. Because from the fact that the Rashbam said, what do you mean, Afal Pi? No Sheiches. That Klal is Chaveroi. This is Aviv. Oh, so you see clearly what the Rashbam Shita was. That Rashbam held that Halacha k'Rebi mechaveroi is true not only from Chaveroi, it's true even me Aviv, it's true even me Rabbi. So just to talk for 1 minute about this idea that you could have a whole daf in Shas, and really many, many sugyas in Shas, where Rebbe is arguing with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in learning, despite the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is his father, and despite the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is his Rebbe. The Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph on the day says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Moira veEzeu Kibud. So we know that a child has a responsibility to honor his father and his mother. He has a responsibility to have yira, to fear his father and his mother. Says the Braisa, what is Moira and what is Kibud? Moira, says the Braisa, he shouldn't stand in the place that his father usually stands. He shouldn't sit in his father's chair. He can't contradict his father. Or if his father's having an argument with somebody, he can't be machria, kineged his father. Kibud, what is kibud? Michael, he gives him to eat. Umashkin, he gives him to drink. Malbush umachasa, he gives him clothing. Machnas umoitzi, he should take him in. He should take him out. Either way, this is the braisa. So what is moira? Loi oimei bimkoimai. Veloi yoishe bimkoimai. Veloi soiseres dvarav. Veloi machria. This halacha that a son is not allowed to contradict his father is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the beginning of Hilchas Kibud of Aim, the Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Si'if Beis. The Mechaber says, Eze Moira, lo yamidim koimai hamayuchad loy lamid, sham besoit skenim im chaver. Oy mokim hamayuchad loy lispal. Filo yeshne bemokim hamayuchad loy lahase bebeis. Right? This is all the braiso. Filo soiser es dvarov, filo machria es dvarov, befonov. Says the Mechaber that a child is not allowed to contradict his father. He can't be machriya, a machloikas that his father's having befanav. And by the way, the Mechaber sheet is afilu loymer nirin divrei abba. Even if he's being machriya like his father, machloikas rishonim, the Mechaber, even that is going to be included in the halach of yira. That's something that you're not allowed to do. So the Mechaber brings the halach of loy soyser as dvarav, loy machriya as dvarav. But the Mechaber adds one word. I'll read it again more carefully. V'loi soiser es dvarav, v'loi machriya es dvarav, befonav. Says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra, on the word befonav, that's the Dibur HaMaschil, the hamotzinu shecholken al avim v'rabam. It's davke befonav, says the Gaon. You know why? Because you find sons being soiser their fathers. and the Rabbeim as well. Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. And he says, if you want exhibit A for this, it's Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. V'harbi kayoitze, and there's many examples of this. V'chein machriin, and you find that sons were machriya, their fathers and their Rabbeim. So says the Goyin that the Mechaber added one word. You know what the Mekar was? Rebbe and Rav Shimon. That's exhibit A for the Mekar. Because how could you have a Machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? You have to be Mevar. You don't have to be Mevar. And all the other, right? What's the most famous Machloikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in Shas? Chazaka. Is established when something happens twice, that's Rebbe Shita, or when something happens three times, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. But either way, says the guy, it's only befun of Loisoy Seres Dvarav. Why? Because you see Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, V'chein Harbi Kayoitza, you find so many examples of this thing. Stating that, if you take a look at the Shach says, V'nira, the Soyser Dvarav Aser Ashloi Befun. That when the Mechaber says that Loisoy Seres Dvarav, it means not only befanav, even shaloi befanav. In other words, the Mechaber said, v'loi soyser es dvarav, v'loi machriya es dvarav befanav. Says mefurish befanav. Says the Shach, that I believe that the word befanav is only going on v'loi machriya es dvarav. That's aser only befanav. But shaloi befanav, you want to be machriya, that's okay. But as it relates to loi soyser es dvarav, that's something that's going to be aser, even if you're doing it, shaloi befanav. L'chura, if that's the case, Hadra Kushis Habir Hagrodim Kaimai. Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. All these Talmidim that are arguing with their Rabbeim, all these sons that are arguing with their fathers. L'chura, why was that okay? What happened to the Halacha? The Goyin said that's why the Mechaber added the word Befanav. Because all those Machloikis and were taking place, Shaloi Befanav. Oh, but the Shach says Mefurish that Befanav is only going on Le'machriya. But as it relates to Loi Soyser, that's Aser Afilu She. Loi befanav. Well, if that's the case, what about Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? So the truth is that it's not clear, often art here in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim, what the answer to this question is. But if you take a look in Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Beis, and that's the laws of Kvoid Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham. So Simen Reish Mem is Hilchas Kibud Av Eim, as is Simen Reish Mem Aleph. Reish Mem Beis starts the laws of Kvoid Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham. So in Halacha Gimel, the Mechaber says like this. Well, really, it starts from the beginning. I'll read from Halacha Aleph. Chayiv Adam B'Kvoid Rabbi. A person has an obligation to have covered for his Rebbe. V'Yirasai. And he has to have Yira for his Rebbe. Yoyse Mishal Afif. Even more so than he does for his father. So the chi of covenant and the chi of yira that someone has to have for his rebbe is even more than it is for his father. Halacha beis kol achilik al rabbi ke chilik al hashchina v'chala oisa meriva im rabbi ke oisa im hashchina v'kol ha-misra im olof ke ilu misra im al hashchina. Right, what comes to mind is es Hashem alaykecha tira l'rabbi stami l'chachamim v'chala maharer achar rabbi is ke maharer achar hashchina. Halacha Gimel, Ezeu Chaylik HaRabboi. What does it mean to be Chaylik HaRabboi? Kol Shoy Kevei Aloi Medrash, V'yoyshe V'doyrish U'malamit, Shaloi B'shus Rabbi V'rat. You open a yeshiva, and your Rebbe is alive, and you do it under the shus of your Rebbe, that's considered a Chaylik HaRabboi, and Afal Pishu B'medina Acheres. So again, to be Chaylik HaRabboi is the most chomer thing in the world. Kol HaChaylik HaRabboi is K'chaylik HaRashchina. But then the Mechaber says, what does it mean to be Chaylik HaRabboi? It means you kovei a medrash, you yoyshe v'dorish u'melamed, shaloi b'shus rabbi v'rabbi kain, even in a different medrash. Says the Ramah, avu mutter lach l'kolo be'ez a psak oy hayra. You're allowed to argue with your Rebbe when it comes to a certain psak, or when it comes to a certain hayra, im yesh loy rayos v'hoychochos l'dvarav shadin imay. If you have rayos, that the din is like you, then that's something that you would be allowed to do. So says the Ramah, even though the Shulchan Aruch said, "Kol achaylik al rabbi is kechaylik al shchina." But at the same time, mutter lach like all of be'ez a psak oy hayra im yesh loy rayos v'oychachos ledvarav shadin imay. L'chura, I think it's pashit that the Shach in the beginning of Simen Reish Mem is going to tell you that the Vilna Gaon was bothered that if the halach is loy soyser is dvarav, and that's part of moira. So how could you have Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? So what did the Gaon say? The Gaon said, "Oh, this is a rayo that the is only befanav, but shloy befanav it's mutter." Says the Shach, "I hold no. I hold the loy soyser is dvarav is true, even shloy befanav. You can't contradict your father." father, even Shaloi Befanim. I, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's a Ramon, Simin Reish Mem Beis. Mutalach loy kolo be'ezah psak loy hayram, yesh loy rayas foy chachas advar v'shadenima. Now, to be clear, the Ramon is in the laws of Kfoid Rabbi v'talmud chacham. The Shach is in Hilchas Kibbut of the Eim. But l'chayra haloy dovaru, it's a kal v'chaymer. Madach Kfoid Rabbi v'talmud chacham. Where the Mechaber says, the chi of covenant, the chi of yira is mocham. Mutter lachlik ala be isapsak oy hiram yeshle rayos foy chakis advar of shadenimai. So kavachayim, when it comes to kibbut av, it's going to be the same thing. And if that's the case, how you could have today's daf, a machlik is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and harbi kayoitzelem, like the Goyen says. The reason this is something that's possible, at first glance, it sounds a little bit like it's a machlokes between the Goyen and the Shach. The Goyen says, this was the Mechaber's Mekar, that Loisoyser as Dvarav is Befanov, because all these machlokes in Wishalot, meaning Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel never had it out, whether Chazak is B'shtayim or B'sholosh. They never had this Milcham Teshotar. That's what it sounds a little bit like, right? Halacha lemait, maybe they had Milcham Teshotar, but they didn't have lemaisa. So you didn't say, no, I disagree with you, Tata. I hold Moed B'shtay Shekosu Tzorech L'kaimi. That never happened, because Loisoy says Dvar B'fanav. It all happened Shaloi B'fanav. The Shach says, no, there's no Chila B'fanav Shaloi B'fanav. I house this mutter. This must be a carve out in the whole law. What's the carve out? It's enough in a Ramah. Now, the Ramah said in Hilchas Kvoy Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham, Enochinami, but at the same time, if it's true in Hilchas Kvoy Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham, Kavachimer, it's true in Hilchas Kibbut Aveim, because that's the opening line in Hilchas Kvoy Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham, Chayev Adam Kvoy Rabbi V'Yerasai, Yoiser Mishal Aviv. I just have one Ha'ara, V'Tein L'Chacham, V'Yech Kamoid. And that is, if you take a look at the Goyen on this Ramah, the Ramah says, Avomut lach loy kolo be'ez psak oy hayra, im yesh loy rayos v'hachachos l'dvar of shadinimai. Says the Goyen, and Bir Agrat, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sivkot and Vav, the Bekama Mekoymos Motzinu, Shayachokin alavim v'rabam. K'moy Shekosa be'kedusha Mem Beis Amar Aleph, V'rab Nachman v'chulu, V'chein Rebbe in Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Goyen makes the same comment, almost verbatim, on this Ramah, that he made in Simen Reish Mem. And L'chur, if that's the case, it sounds like the Goyen is proving Side the Mechaber's din from Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel and Side the Ramah's din from Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And L'chur, how could you have it both ways? Meaning, if Pshat in how Rebbe could argue with Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is based on this Ramah, so then maybe it's true even Befanov. So, how does the Goyen know that, oh, Loisoyser is Dvarav is Mutter Shaloi Befanav from Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? No. Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is based on this Ramah. It's based on a completely different halacha. Mutter Lachli Kolo Be'ezah Psaak Goy Heira Im Yesh Tmoy Rayas Foy Chachas Dvarav Shadinimoy. Meaning, is this a Stira Sagra? Yesh Liyashev. I'm just going to put it out there, leave it with a kasha. But I just want to end with one Dover Nifla, and that is that there's a tshuva for Reb Chaim Volozhin, and this is in Shailos Tshuvas Chutam Meshulash Simen Tes. If you have the new tshuvas Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhin from Chon Yerushalayim, it's in Simen Chav Beis Tshuva Beis. So what the tshuva is way, 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 way beyond the scope of what we're learning right now. This was a real Evin as a tshuva, but just Toich Dvarav. There's one excerpt in this tshuva, I think it's kedai to mention La Shlomo Sa'inyan, and that is, so it seems that Reb Chaim Volozhin said a psak, and the Shoyl was telling Reb Chaim Volozhin that, you know, you're going connected the great Goyen, Reb Rifol Hamburger. Your psak is not like Reb Rifol Hamburger. So Reb Chaim Volozhin writes back to him like this, V'im nipnei ha-shalom, einenu bol yodi, midazu listar divrei moiri v'rabi ha-koyin ha-gadol. Says, it's poshid nipnei ha-shalom, and b'chlal, says, I would never argue with Meiri V'Rabbi, who's Meiri V'Rabbi of Chaim Volozhin. So you always think the Vilna Gaon, but that's not who he's referring to here. He's referring to HaKoyen HaGadol. He's referring to Reb Rifol Hamburger, who was a Koyen. Haloi ani HaKoten Shimashti Es HaKoyen HaGadol Neiro Yor B'Yoysa B'Mdina Seinu. Chaim Volozhin said, I actually had the schus to be Meshamish B'Koydish by Reb Rifol Hamburger. Umichuyavni bichfoidoi, umoiroi, and I have an obligation to have covenant year for him. Kemoire shamayim. I have an obligation to have tremendous covet for him. So alachas kamba v'kamba, I shouldn't be arguing with him. Avalani shomer pi Talmud HaKodesh. But I am following the words of the Talmud, Shohirenu Aderech Hazeh, that gave us guidance when it comes to inyanim like this. And he quotes a Gemara, grab the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the halacha is that when it comes to a psak, Ein l'dayim elamasha ein avroyis. And if that's the case, you have no choice, but you have to paskin the way you see it. And the way I see it is not the way Rebbe Fall Hamburger sees it. And as a result, even though he's my Rebbe, and even though Mipnei Hasholem, I shouldn't really cut out against him. Again, you have to know the context of what was going on over there. But at the same time, this is something that I feel very, very strongly about. And even though it's Meiri V'Rabbi, this is what I'm going to do. And then he says as follows. He says, I want you to know, V'kfar, who's Harti Bozeh, I was already warned about this topic, Mipi Meiri, from my other Rebbe. Kedosh Yisrael, Rabbeinu HaGadol, HaGoyin HaChosid, Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, Shaloi Lisa, Ponim Behoira. That whenever it comes to Hoira, he says you should never be nice upon him. Meaning never say, but Yen is said like that, and he's a tremendous Goyin, and how could I argue with him? He's my Rebbe, I have no choice. Never do that. Kfar Huzarti. What does Huzarti mean? Ein unchen elum ke mazirin, right? Says I was literally warned. For afal pike, he says you should know. May oidi zochalti for irim ilikfaya aloch al pidaiti ani avachlusha. He says I was always very nervous. I was always someone that was miyire hayra. I was a little bit afraid. Vehem ba'oid hoya al artzenu shamoshe shorabenu hagadol hanal lefomim zochisi latziyad varv lefonov. He says there were times when the sun was shining, when the goyim was alive, that I would present things to him, and because I was afraid to paskin, I would run my tshuvas by the goyim. I have no choice. I have no one to be pointed to, and I have no choice. I have to do what I have to do. But Reb Chaim V'Loshin says that even though I know my Rebbe, Rabbi Fall Hamburger, said not that way, but at the end of the day, you have to do whatever you think the emes is, and it's for that reason I'm getting involved. I'm going to be chaluk with my rabbi. Now, on the bottom of the new tshuvas from Rabbeinu Chaim V'Lozhin, there's a footnote, and in this footnote they bring the following quote from someone who wrote as follows: Ze kabir shiro isi shal tshuvas chot hamashulash v'sham betshuva achas. Heyed hagrachzal, b'chaim v'loshena, ba'atzmoy ki huzar mipi rabbi rabbeinu agros chusu yogan aleinu shloi lisa ponim b'halocha. And then he had a hoysofa. We don't have this in our chut hamashulash, but this is the hoysofa that he brings. Ureshus b'yodoy lachriya neged eiz apoysek. The Reb Chaim V'Loshina said that he has permission from the goyin to go keneged apoysek. V'ki balti, this yid writes, b'shem ha-goyin ha-otzum, Rabbi Yosef Toiv ha-levi mi-brisk zatzal, bal beis ha-levi, ki nitin le-ha-grach susa yon aleinu, that Reb Chaim V'Loshin was given, rishos, permission, may rabbi from his rabbi, shaloi lisa ponim b'halocha ad ha-roshzal, that you can argue with anyone up to the rosh, v'loi ad b'chla, but not with the rush. The darkei shel hagrach hoya, and then he tells a story that the minig of Reb Chaim V'Loshin was b'sayim my tshuva tzheter aguna, that if he ever finished a tshuva about a heter aguna l'holin a tshuva adamachar, he would sleep on it, right? Upam achas, one time nidmoloi b'layla b'chaloyim, he had a dream la'akve v'edas a tshuva etzloi, not to release the tshuva right away. So he waited another night. B'layla shnir nidmoloi shenis b'chaloyim la'akvei. Again, he had a dream, and in the dream, he was told, don't release the tshuva. So he did it a second time. It happened three times. After that fourth day, he woke up in the morning, he found that there was a pircha on his tshuva. And you know who the pircha was from? It was from the rush. Because he was told that he's not allowed to argue with the rush. But the bottom line is, this was a raya, a batel daitai. But regardless, this was this tshuva that we have here from Reb Chaim V'Loshin. Just to shtel tzu. What other Reb Chaim V'Loshin, and this is in the Ruach Chaim, it's on the Mishnah, that the misabak ba'afar agleim. What does it mean to be misabak ba'afar agleim? So he says the word misabak is from the Loshin in this week's parsha, vayeyovek ishimoy. What does it mean, vayeyovek ishimoy? That Yaakov was battling with Sarah Shal Esav. That a yid is allowed to be misabek. You're allowed to battle. Vayeyovek ishimoy. You're literally allowed to brawl. You're allowed to fight with the chachamim. Yibeischa beisvad lechachamim. And he says, they have a misabak ba'avak lak lehim. He says, because you're allowed to argue. Makes a dinging in lehim. Like soiser is svarav, that's true. But at the same time, muter lach like all of is a psakoi hiram yesh le rayos vaychachus ledvarav shaden imoy. He just has one thing. Does Reb Chaim Volochina? He says it's true. Have a misabek ba'afar agleim. But at the same time, that it should be ba'afar agleim. Afar agleim means you should feel like you're offer tachas agleim. So you want to argue, but it has to be something that's done with tremendous darkei anovi. Either way, you have machloikis in throughout Shas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. At first glance, a little bit of a chiddush. You have a braiso eza umoyer loisoyser estvarav, and it's something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. At first glance, we have two goyins that seem to give us two eitzes. We have the goyin in Yeridei Reish Shmem that gives us the eitzah that it's only befanav. Oh, maybe this was all shalei befanav. We have another goyin in Reish Shmem Beis on the Ramah that says that when it comes to a psak din, when it comes to a halacha, that already is going to be different. Interestingly enough, from the Beis Medrash of the goyin, we have not just these two bir hagros that are very sussum, but we have Mesoira also. The Mesoira comes from Reb Chaim Volozhin in Shailos Tshuva V'Zchut HaMesholer Simen Tes, where he said, I was warned by the Rebbe. The Rebbe warned me, and he says, never be nice upon him when it comes to halacha. You have to follow what you think. And that's why in that Tshuva, Rebbe Fall Hamburger, who you see the deference and the reverence that Reb Chaim Volozhin has towards, he doesn't care. I'm going to be choyle because I was already warned by my other Rebbe, the Goyen, who said that you should never take any of these factors into consideration when it comes to halacha l'maisna. And the Zazam Mesoira from the Beis Halevi, the Reb Chaim Volozhin was told by the Goyen, you could argue with anyone up to the Rosh for lo yad b'chal. And this is where Reb Chaim Volozhin himself writes in his Ruach Chaim, that yehi beischo beisvad b'chachomim vevi misavak ba'afer agleim. What does vevi misavak mean? Miloshin vayoyovek ish imoy. There's something called milchamta shal Torah. That's a milchama that's mutter, even with your Rebbe, even with your father, and that explains how it was possible to have all these machloikis and shas between a father and a son, between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel.